Funky Town Gore Video. The shocking video that defies belief. The Funky Town Cartel Gore Video. A shocking 2-minute and 50-second clip emerged around 2017. It appears to have been filmed by either a Mexican street gang or a Mexican drug cartel, as suggested by Screamer. According to the same source, the video's sinister moniker, Funky Town, likely derives from the song Funky Town by Lips, Inc., playing in the background towards the end. The footage depicts the horrifying torture of an unidentified man at the hands of a cartel group linked to Funky Town. In the distressing scenes, the man is shown lying helpless on the ground, his limbs bound and his hands brutally severed, while his face has been skinned and mutilated. The brutality escalates as his eyes are gouged out, and he writhes in agony within a pool of blood. To prolong his suffering, the Funky Town cartels had reportedly drugged the man beforehand. Despite his nightmarish state, the man manages to free his arms, futilely attempting to reach his mutilated face. It's important to note that he lacks a recognizable face, eyes, and hands. As explained in online video accounts, one of the perpetrators is said to have slit the man's throat using a knife and a box cutter, indicating intentions to behead him, according to Quora. Unfortunately, the final outcome is absent from the footage, leaving questions unanswered about whether the man survived or what became of him. The disturbing story of the Funky Town Gore Video. The Funky Town Gore Video is quite disturbing and can be found on some websites. It's not good that this video is out there, but it's easy to find. Usually, people are not bothered by violent stuff on the internet because people have been hurting each other for a long time, and we all know there's evil in the world. But what really got to me was when they showed the guy in a nightclub. They were putting drugs in the victim to keep him alive for longer. The video doesn't show how the torture started or how the guy died, so we don't really know how bad it was for him. The sound is really awful. You'd think he'd be too hurt to move because of all the blood he lost, but he's still pushing and yelling in the video. What's even crazier is that nobody knows who the guy is. He might have been a small-time drug seller because if he was a big deal, people would probably recognize him. Bottom line, the Funky Town Gore Video has shocked and disturbed viewers. Many people have been searching for answers about where the video was filmed and who the man being tortured was, but nobody knows. Some people claim to have seen a more extended version of Funky Town on the deep web. But there is no evidence to support this. The accents heard in the video suggest it may have been made in the Mococorn area. Additionally, a similar video titled Hi was uploaded to GoreTube by a user named UZT, which raises the possibility that the same people behind Funky Town are responsible for this new video. It is also possible that there are more murder videos out there, filmed in the same disturbing room.